Blog Talk Radio.
To all the saints out there, all the people out there, God bless you all. Good evening. Right here with Globy Pope on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We just thank God for being here another Sunday. I tell y'all, you don't know, sometimes it's rough going from day to day, but I tell you, when God bring you all the way from Sunday to Sunday, you blessed. You blessed and highly favored. I don't know what you know, but I tell you, it's good. It's good, it's good, it's good. So let me tell you. I like to thank everybody for showing up and showing out. I want to do a prayer before we get started because, you know, we're finna show out as we usually do. But I'd like to say hello to my host, Minister Derek Tuzzle and Minister Lois Candy Vernon. What's going down? What's going on?
Good evening.
We in Candy, Blog Talk family, what's up?
All right. Yeah, y'all know Derek, Mr. Derek, he been lost in the sauce. You know, he went all on the water, on the ocean, you know, skiing and surfing and all them kind of things. And then now he coming like, sound like he got water in his throat. Well, he gonna do this today. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I know it. What you say?
He's been snorkeling.
He went snorkeling.
Oh, okay.
Straighten that out for me. Now, straighten that out.
Satan.
Not like you said smoking.
Satan, you're a liar.
Get it straight. Oh, I'm just trying to get it. Hey. But bless the Lord anyhow. We got special guests on our show tonight, hon. We got a wonderful author. Oh, he is wonderful. Daron Short, all the way up out of the Hizzies. You know, I said the Hizzies, Delaware, and all up in them places up there. You know, y'all know all them places up there. We don't know nothing about that. We down in the lower south. You know, we southern people, you know. But to get this kicked off, we're going to come out with a prayer from Minister Lolo, and then we're going into something, a little song here, you know, to get us shopping and ready for this here road. We're getting ready to travel. Come on, Minister. Come on, Minister.
Oh, good evening. Heavenly Father, we come this evening thanking you for another day and another chance to come to your chosen people, our listeners, by means of Blog Talk Radio to uplift, inspire, and to motivate through a song of praise, a moment of worship, or a divine message of deliverance, salvation, or simply just to encourage. May it be more of you and less of us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Look at somebody and tell them the Lord is blessing me right now.
Hey.
mean right now. Right now.
Larry Trotter and the Sweet Holy Spirit Choir.
Yes. And we call Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Bad Bad Spirit Choir.
Yes, sir.
You got anything you like to say about your vacation or anything like that before we bring on our guest?
No, just, you know, all I know is that my pocket is a whole lot lighter now than it was when I went down. Now,
and you know,
pretty much all I can say.
And you definitely know that. It will be.
That's,
mine was lighter before you left.
Well, it was light when
praying,
I went down there.
I'm praying for a manifestation of finances, and I know it's a lot of us praying for that right now. But I tell you, some of us just got it going on. I tell you, like just for instance, our special guest today, which is a renowned author, Deron Short, and an inspirational speaker. I'd like to read just a little bit, give y'all an idea of his a little quote he did out of his book. Now, the name of his book is Perfecting the Saints, and you know we truly need that.
Perfecting the Saints.
And a little clip of an intro from his book says that he says one of the things he used to hate as a child was the weekly Bible study held in his mother's home. His brother and sister would gather in the living room, including himself, along with the neighborhood kids who wanted to join as his mother would teach them. He said, I did not realize at the time how important those lessons would become. I can also remember many days as a child when I would listen to my uncle, Dr. Orlando Short, teach the Word of God. He always pressed us to be sagacious, quick thinking, and discerning. Those words still resonate with me today. Today I find a great joy in teaching the word. I believe that important that we grow up in the things of God. Sadly to say, most people believe that just accepting Jesus is all you need to get into heaven. Heaven is only fit for those who are like Jesus. And to be like Jesus, we must be willing to make changes. I pray that you hear the voice of God through my teachings. May my words be pleasing to God and therapeutic to the body of Christ. Oh, we got another one. We got another good author on. Ooh, y'all know y'all got to go get that book, right? But we're gonna bring him on. Let him tell us a little bit about himself. And to welcome you all, welcome here, Deron Short. How we doing, bruh? How you doing?
How you doing?
Welcome.
I'm doing fine. I can't complain.
Hey, I just had to bring a little bit, tell them a little bit about you. You know, throw that on out there, give them an idea of who we're dealing with. But I want you to tell them a little bit about what inspired you, oh, my goodness, to write such a wonderful book, Perfecting the Saints.
Well, as you read, it all started from my childhood, or stemming from my childhood, being brought up in my mother's home, and she was teaching us in the living room. And like I said, I hated to hear the word of God. I hated to do the Bible study, to go to church and whatnot, because of how this to a living. So as I grew up, I come to understand, that they had faults, just like we do. And I do. And
that's
I wanted to write a book to help others to not make the same mistakes that I saw growing up. So I got the pen and the paper, and God began to, feed into me, write this, write that, write this. And it's been a long journey, but it's finally done.
Wow, that's awesome. Because, I've been writing a book for I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but anyway. I've been writing a book, and it's just been so hard to get this book out. It's just been so hard. So I just know that when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you writing, I'm quite sure it's just coming at you, and you can't do nothing but just put it on paper and share it with somebody. I've read some of your book, and I think it is awesome that we have somebody out there still wanting to perfect the body of Christ, and that's good. That is so good. I know we had your that was your wife we had on our show before, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And she's a singer. Her name was Ann Short. We play her music a lot, just to let people know that. But we want you to tell us a little bit about the drive. I read a little something about the drive that you had in, when you was writing this book and what it means.
Oh, yes. The chapter on, or the section, excuse me, on drive actually came from my my pastor, Pastor Mason McGill. And as he was teaching, well, first of all, let me say this. I'm the minister of music at my church. So a lot of times it's like a double-edged sword, because as he's teaching the word of God, I have a pen and a pad, and I'm just writing. And so he's teaching a sermon on drive, and he's talking about direction, resolve, innovation, vision, and experience. And when he opened his mouth, you know, God just began to breathe on me, and I began to write. I couldn't write fast enough. So he's talking about, in order to reach our purpose, you got to have direction. You got to have resolve, mm-hmm. which is what you're going to do. You got to have innovation. You got to have a vision and the experience.
Wow. That's right.
That's awesome.
I was just reading some of the stuff in that book. It's one thing to just jumped in my spirit. I just said, oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. You said in your book, if the saints continue to make and suffer from unwise decisions, the devil can focus on others while getting credit for focusing on us.
Mm-hmm.
Showed out right there. Now, you know you showed out right there, right?
Thank you.
I was reading, I was like, excuse him? Well, let me read that again. That is so true. We give God, we give the devil credit for a lot of stuff, don't we?
Uh-huh. A lot of it ain't the devil. A lot of it is just us.
That's what he's saying in his book. Okay, that's what he's saying in his book. That is exactly. Explain that for me a little bit, Deron. Go ahead and run it on me. Let me give us, open that up for me.
Well, I think a lot of the things that we go through can be traced back to our own bad decisions. And a lot of times, as you said, it's not even the devil that's bothering us. It's the fact that I created this debt. So I need to face and deal with the debt. I created this circumstance or situation in my life. I need to face and deal with it. And the devil's not even throwing anything our way. It's our bad decisions that are making us, go through. But the thing is, once we start to make wise decisions, then that's when we start to deal with the devil, because Jesus was the wisest man that walked the face of this earth, and the devil was constantly coming at him in different ways, because he was making wise decisions. But if he was making foolish decisions, the devil could concentrate on something else, because he's distracted by his own decisions.
Devil just say, well, I ain't got to work hard on this one. I can just move on to the next one.
Exactly.
We do give him a little too much credit, I tell you. Another one, I'm going to use this in my daily prayers. This one was says, you said, God will always do what you can't when you do what you can. And I started thinking about that book I'm supposed to be finishing.
It's true.
Mm. I said, why is this man just reading me all up and down? You know, sometimes you start reading a book, you got to get into it. But I'm telling you, as soon as I started reading it, I could just feel it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to go off in a dark corner and really get with this book here. And, get in my own little closet and check this out. But I'm telling you, I need all of you saints and people that aren't saints and want to be saints to read this book, Perfecting the Saints. It's a good, very good book. Very good book. Deron, I'd like you to tell them just how they can purchase this book, where they can go and find it, how they can, if you can go to Barnes & Noble, online, offline. Let me know.
Okay. You can purchase my book by visiting my website at www.deronesshort.com. That's DerronEShort.com. You can purchase the ebook or the paperback. You can also get updates about what's going on in Delaware, as they say, lower, slower Delaware. But you can get updates about what's going on in Delaware. We're actually doing big things here, so we're looking at Yeah, we're doing big things here. And
now, I'm trying to come up there now. I got some people up there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you gotta make the trip.
Yes, I do. I got some people in Delaware to go check out. I've been talking about going. I know I haven't gotten there yet, but yeah, I need to come check Delaware out. Definitely.
Yes. Well, we're doing big things.
You keep doing.
Uh-huh.
You keep doing what you're doing, because this is your first book, or is this a series of mini books?
It's going to be a series of mini books. I'm actually writing another book right now, due to be released in December.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. You keep doing just what you're doing, and we need all of the people to come together and support the authors, all the authors. We've had a lot of authors on this show, and I tell you, and they always write me back and tell them just like they things just took off for them once they started. When they came on the show, people heard, and they go from show to show. I'm telling you, it just takes off. I'm praying that happens for you, because this is a very good book, Perfecting the Saints. And your next book, even more blessed, I'm telling you. So we're standing behind you. Anything you need us to do, just let us know. We can bring you back on with your next book, just to let the people know to go out and support your artists, especially Christian authors. And I'm telling you, artists and authors, support them. Support them. We need to hear new voices and new, you know, get a change of where we think. Or when we hear other people and what they read and what they went through and what, you know, their experiences. And it just enlightens us and uplifts us to do better ourselves. So we thank you for being on our show, Deron, and I pray that everything goes right with you. We love you, and continue to do what you're doing.
As always, when you support, the best way to support is with your pocketbook.
Yeah, that's the best way. That's the best way. That's the best way. But it's, you know, it's some more ways. But we'd rather have that one.
Which means buy his product.
Buy it. Sow a seed. You will get blessed. You will be blessed anytime you sow seed, especially on God's behalf. He always pays us back triple fold. So y'all just keep that in mind. And just to talk on what Deron was talking about in his book about drive. We got the Abraham brothers that say, don't let Satan ride, and definitely don't let him drive. Same thing, same spot.
Yeah, man.
In the midst of a sin-cursed world, people of God be encouraged to be faithful, to keep holding on. And when you're tested, listen.
Don't let Satan ride.
Thank you.
hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
All right.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. Abraham Brothers, you know, I had to put that one, that old, them old fat foot patting kind of songs in there. South Carolina, Abraham Brothers, one of them put a hole in the wood kind of church songs. Y'all know about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, stomp a hole
don't
in the floor.
Stomp
a hole in the
floor.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Just stomp a hole in the floor. That's all.
When the last time y'all stomped a hole in the floor? Or y'all just so used to sit with your head all up, with your chin all up in the air, looking up at the screen at church. You don't even want to turn your neck. You're scared you're going to see somebody that see you. When the last time y'all tore the pew down? When the last time you stomped a hole in the floor? When the last time? Do you remember?
Well, all I'm saying,
that's fun to me.
Well, you know, I would say, you know, personally for myself, you know, we had I call it a ballroom brawl church this morning.
What?
You know, ballroom brawl churches, you know, when folks get through shouting and rolling on the floor, you know, the chairs turned upside down and pews turned over. You know, wig turned sideways. You know, clothes are coming fastened. You know, shoes all over the place. That's ballroom brawl.
That's what that is. That's for sure. clothes are coming all apart. Y'all, if you knew you was going to be rolling all over the floor, you should have. So you should have kept some pins, extra pins in that or something.
Yeah, you know, wear some, look, wear some praise-friendly clothing.
Mm-hmm. I remember my pastor used to tell us, when I used to go to the church way back in the day, I ain't going all there. She said, dress for rolling on the floor. Dress for when you know you're going to come here and start shouting. Because
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit will embarrass you. When you come
yes,
in, your young girl come in here with half naked, you know, something's going to pop loose and pop out if you don't check yourself. But you want to get up and start shouting. You know, those are the ones that like to shout every Sunday anyway. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't going to go there, but anyway. One thing I know, I'm going to keep the juke going right here on the Glorious Gospel Guys, where he'll make it all right. Milton Brunson Thompson, the unit.
Well.
Thank you.
everything. All right.
Look, not some things, not most things, but everything.
Everything. All right. He'll make it all right.
Everything.
Who didn't put my wig back on? Who, Jesus? I don't know about y'all, but I think he just made everything all right for me. Don't hate. Don't talk about me. Look, don't hate. Because I know I just got my praise on for today. Nah. Oh, Minister Lolo, help me, Lord. Help me out. Help me out here. Okay, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm telling y'all, that is good. I'm telling you, sometimes when you just bound up, you need to get released. You just put on one of them kind of songs right there. One of them, tear the hole out the wood floor songs.
See, look, it's kind of, they call it a spiritual enema.
Now, only you. Only you would say something like that.
You've been bound up and you need relief.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, take you one of these spiritual enemas. And you'll be free. Free.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Free.
Inch away.
Chains no longer have me bound.
We have Sandrina Taylor. No more chains, because I think I'm going to have to use some chains on him to be for real. And I want to see him break out one of these. I'm going to have to put on here, make it all right, see if he'll break it on out. Woo!
No more chains holding you.
Whatever is going on in your life, just know that it is only a test. Against all odds, persevere. When family and friends walk away, stand strong. Even when you fall down, don't stay there. Get back up again. Know that if God is always near, He said He'd never leave you. I know this. Listen to the words in this song. Let me tell you a story about what changed my life. It was August 13th. I remember it, a Friday night. And as I closed my eyes and began to fall asleep, little did I know the enemy had a trap set for me. Here's what he did, y'all. I was taken captive and in total despair. You see, I felt like Paul and Silas locked up in the Roman jail. A still small voice said on me, you can cast all your cares. I loosed the shackles before you prayed, my child. I was already there. Now I can see no more chains are holding me. I'm moving forward on the path to my gonna go on. You see, I release all my doubts and fears every time I write a song. I'm gonna tell you the truth. God sees all and He knows what's best for me. And from this day forward, no shackles can hold me. For I say, no more chains. You see, I finally got the courage to release what's delivered me from the curse of lack, poverty, depression, low self-esteem, unforgiveness. He said, daughter, be free. He broke the chains, and I know if he did it for me, he will do the same thing for you. You just gotta trust and believe. He can break the chains. Can break the chain. He broke the chain. He released me. He freed me. No more chains.
No more chains.
No more chains.
Oh, bless the Lord. No more chains. Ah, mastered by Sandrina Taylor, West Palm Beach's own. Ah, Florida, Florida gal, a Florida gal. That's what we call her. That's a good one. No more chains, y'all. Holding and bounding us. Oh, break it, baby, break it. Mr. Lord, you know a lot about breaking them chains, don't you? After being ripped. Oh, yeah. After being ripped.
Amen.
You have learned from the master to break the chain. Ooh, Lord, what you talking about? I feel that. I think you felt that. I think you felt a little bit of that, didn't you, Minister Lolo?
Oh, that was powerful. No more chain. Glory be to God.
Well, right here, y'all, we want to hear a little from Minister Lois Candy Vernon with Inspiration Corner coming at ya.
Candy!
All right.
And
good evening out in radio land. Good evening, good evening. To Evangelist Globe and Minister Derek, we just thank God for being one more time on Block Talk Radio. We're going to talk about standing on His promises today. I want to talk to you, the ones that feel like you're going through tough times. In Revelations 2, 8 through 11, we find a group of people who were facing trying times. The people were the believers in the church in Smyrna. Notice what the Bible says about them. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but, in parentheses, thou art rich. I know your works. I know you've been faithful. I know you've been tithing. I know you've been giving, caring for others, showing the love of Christ. I know your works. You see, because I sit high and I look low. Tribulation, the time you suffer through hardships. Sometimes you are misunderstood, overlooked, taken for granted, scandalized, and mistreated. Yeah, I know the ordeal you were going through. And poverty, yeah, broke, busted, and disgusted. Looking at your bank account from the natural eye, numbers are going into the negative. But wait a minute, wait a minute. I know what it looks like, but I see something happening in the spiritual realm this evening just for you. And I come to remind you who you are and whose you are, that you are a seed of Abraham. You are an heir of the throne. You are a chosen people. And to bring it all home, you are a child of the king. And guess what? You are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Yes, I know the real believers from the fakers, the takers, and the haters. They all belong to Satan. But I'm telling you today, do not fear those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison, that you may be tested. It's testing time. And you will have tribulation 10 days. That's just such a short time. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt. This too shall pass. You see, nobody told us, I'm talking to the believers now, the road would be easy. Sometimes even the clouds of darkness seem to overtake us, even on a sunny day. Maybe sickness has come upon you and the pain looks like it gets worse by the minute. But God sent me here this evening to encourage you to stand on His promises. For I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. circumstances, but God already knew what you would encounter. But he has given you his assurance, his assistance, and his promises. Now stand on them. Know that your help is always present. You don't have to bear this cross alone. God got you. Today is the first day of the best days of your life. God is in the midst of your struggles. He cares deeply for you. No harm shall come to you. He told you no weapon would form against you shall prosper. Stand on his promises. We may endure for a night, but joy, 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 coming in the morning. Midnight is only a minute. 12 o'clock. 12:01, it's over. I heard a songwriter say, I can see the sun peeping through the clouds. The storm is almost gone. Stand on the promises of God. Whoso hungers unto me shall dwell safely. The promise is, I got you. You're safe in my arms. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Don't worry. When you get weak, I'll carry you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The story has already been written. I know how it will end. You are victorious. Walk in victory, for you are a winner. This is Minister Candy with your Inspirational Corner.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless
you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
gave up on you. Lord, still did as he did. Gave you a second chance.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. God cares. Cynthia Coleman and God Sees of Joy right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. What's happening, everybody? We just reminding everybody that God will take care of you. Go, Minister Lolo, put it on the line. She put it on the line today just to reaffirm just what she was trying to get through to you. I tell you, God is on his job. We got to get on ours. We got to get on our own jobs and do what we're supposed to be doing for the Lord. Things is kind of shaky, y'all. Things kind of shaky. We got to pull it together. We got to do it. We got to do it because he's not going to leave us nor forsake us. He's going to take care of us. He said he would, and he means what he says. So now let's back him up. Let's back him up. He's our Father, and he's using us to do it. Hey, Yashata. Yashata. God take care of you. Tell him
he'll take care. Got a little bit of care. Ah, yeah. He's mighty good right now. Late last night, had a lot of things on my mind. Sometimes it feels like more than I can bear. So I need you to help me out, Lord, cause I know you can. Then it occurred to me, you're with me always. And it's clear to me, now I can say, God will. Take care.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he will.
God will take care of you, don't you? No, don't you know? Oh, we're so glad that he will. Let me tell y'all, we're going to be coming at y'all from all kind of directions, you know. We're coming at you through Glorious Gospel Vibes. Gospel is golden, and we're getting ready to come to you through WMQG 106.5. It's going to be on. Y'all done messed it up. What you say, Minister D? They done messed up.
Y'all in trouble.
So y'all going to be joining us. We're going to let you know what's going on and when it's coming about. It's going to be like in a few weeks. We're going to be in there. I tell you, we love y'all. Thank you all our listeners, for our stats being so high. Oh, my goodness. You just giving us so much joy and just bringing this to you all every week. I tell you, we will see you right here same times next Sunday. And, you know, they say if the Lord's will, but you know it's the Lord's will because he love us. He love us. So we'll see you right back here Sunday. Okay, Minister Lolo, Minister D, we got you.
Thank y'all for tuning in.